When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the Savior birds shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, dear friends, let us turn to Matthew chapter 8, from the 5th verse. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, truly I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Now, dear friends, I presume that most of us here at least take for granted that we at some point in time believed. Sometimes when I meet people who say they are believers, I say, what do you really believe in? Tell me. Do you believe in lying when you are put to the push? Do you believe in adultery? Do you believe in hypocrisy? What do you believe? You know, this word believer, I rarely trust that title. Too many people have grabbed that title, although they cannot define what they really believe in. Do we really believe in a God of whom the Bible tells us, thou, God, seest me? You know, when mother is around, there are a lot of things we don't do. When I was into pornography, as a very young teenager of 13, When my dad came into my room, I would shut my drawer in which I had kept my dirty book. There are certain things we simply don't do in the presence of some loved one. Thou God seest me. Do we really have a God that sees us? And if he does, would he be pleased with our ways? I find that life slips by very fast. And I am one of those who started out very wastefully. My objectives were very tiny. They did not do the Almighty God of whom we speak any justice at all. They were not in keeping with the redeeming blood. I don't know how many of your ways are in keeping with the priceless blood which was shed for you and me. Having begun my life very wastefully, when I came to myself and said, I will go to my father. You know, from that day to this, a deep sense of unworthiness has possessed me. And when I see a bunch of church-going Christians taking God for granted most of the week, and behaving as though they are the authors of time rather than the recipients of every breath they take. When I notice that folks take God so much for granted that it is only in the event of an extreme calamity or some material objective, mark you, material objective, that they will call upon God in any measure of distress. Is that God? Is that a loving God? Is that a God to whom you owe anything at all? You know, I do all my service, including spending a lot of time with penniless people, because those are the people that surround me. I would rather have it that way than surround myself with millionaires who fortunately take to their heels as soon as I am around. And I count it a blessing, really, lest at any time in a moment of weakness I should focus on their bank balance. So as I labor amongst the poor and the penniless, in many cases, I do it as a debtor. Calvary has placed me in eternal debt. Has it placed you in any debt at all? Just look through your schedule of last week and tell me, did you feel that you owed Jesus any debt at all? And that you needed to order your time before the giver of time with a humility which becomes your position and my position? My wife caught me in the middle of the night being a medical doctor and a very sound sleeper who normally never wakens in the night. She caught me in the middle of the night past 1 o'clock, breathing my last. And she said, what is up? What is happening to you? She turned the light on and came round the bed to find that the pupils of my eye were just going up and I was breathing very hard in the midst of a massive heart attack. And it so happened the oldest of my boys was in the next bedroom, and he came and prayed for me right away. I have a deep consciousness that my times are in the Lord's hands, and every breath. And I keep telling people, do you realize that eternity is closer to you than the exit? And that eternity is as closer to you than your next breath? We barely think of that. And we behave as though we are sovereign over our time, our possessions, our homes, the way we order our day. You're not. God is sovereign. He is the giver of time. You are the beneficiary. He is the donor. How often we imagine that we are the patrons and the donors which keep the church going or the organization running. Folks, we need to come off our hobby horses. That's not the case, not at all the case. When we come before this living God, it should be with an adequate sense of total unworthiness. Irrespective of how anybody else feels. This Roman centurion was a stranger to Scripture, unlike us. But when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, My servant lies critically ill. Do come and pray for him. But he recalled himself with the thought, am I worthy that he should step under my roof? And he soon corrected himself and said, oh no, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only. My, I call that faith. I call that marvelous faith, just as the Lord called it, a most wonderful faith. He said, Lord, you know, I'm a captain, and when I order somebody, to soldier, to do something, he had better do it double quick time. And so, you speak the word only. You know, folks, tell me, how much of God's word did you imbibe? Begin with the word of God.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.